Our attention to another guided meditation. So I'll give you an opportunity to just get yourself comfortable. Become happiness here. So those who are coming now, you're not in a time of energy. When you're ready, just close your eyes. With your eyes closed, just remember this is your meditation time. It's a period we set aside for calm, the rest, the developing of a very still mind, getting inside. So we don't waste this time in planning and thinking. We can do that in other periods of our life. This is where we develop our skill in meditation. If you remind yourself the purpose of the period of meditation, the beginning, then it sets the mind in the correct direction. It tells it what to expect of it. It helps not waste time worrying and thinking, and pointing it in the single direction, the stillness and peace. Then we look at our body, sitting here. How is your legs? Are they positioned in a comfortable place? Ask your legs, do you need to be moved? So remove them. Take time between the meditation. Be comfortable. And then ask your muscle if it needs to be moved. Is it comfortable on the cushion? Do you need to move the cushion backwards or forwards? This carefulness. It's important. If you are careful, meticulous, pay attention to the detail at the beginning. You'll be able to pay attention to the detail at the middle and towards the end of the meditation. You go far deeper. And then be aware of your back. How do you put your back position? If you're sitting on a chair, some people prefer to lean backwards and let the backrest of the chair support while leaning against the wall. Finding out what's the most comfortable position. The arms and hands. And lastly, the head. Making sure that it's well balanced, not too far forward, not too far back. The mouth's body grows, but not tight. The eyes relax. So as we did yesterday, if I become aware of the muscles around the eyes and learn how to let go of any stretch, I look at faster pulling on both ends. I loosen both ends. So I'm holding less than tight. The muscles, I let them go, I let them loose. So they relax and they have ease. And having looked at every part of the body one eye together and adjusted it by movement, I now look at the whole body, just the last check. Can I make my body more comfortable? By adjusting, or by scratching or coughing. Keep the answer is yes, I move, I scratch, I cough. That is the kindness part of the mindfulness. I'm not disciplining my body, not forcing it. I'm working with my body, as if my body was a different. I look after my body. My body will catch me. And having got my body into the best position by movement, I always know there are parts of my body which are tense, thin, aching, deep inside, and places which I cannot reach. I scratch, places where moving the body this way or that way doesn't really affect it. So instead, I consciously, deliberately become aware of that part of the body which is aching, irritating, or in pain, which is simply unrelaxed, tense. I notice it. I put that in the center. My screen of attention, and I focus in, I zoom in on that area. And once I have filled the field of my consciousness with that irritation or with the ache, then I have this beautiful attitude towards that pain. I don't try to get rid of it. I allow it to be. I have an amnesty with it. I'm going to learn how to live with you. rather than living against you. I'm going to make peace. Be kind. Be gentle. With this irritation. Open the door of your heart to that irritation. If you're doing it properly, like I'm observing now, the irritation gets less. It eases. If you're mindful enough, you can even feel muscles expanding, relaxing. Stress and release. And the pain, the ache, the irritation starts to disappear. Not because you want it to disappear, but because you're kind to it. Kindness, letting things be, causes relaxation. Relaxation causes the ache and pain to diminish. Keep on relaxing the irritation. Easing it. Often until it suddenly goes, the ache, the pain, the headache, the stomach ache, it's not going anymore. That part of the body that's in here is relaxed for me. I usually, if I'm not very healthy, go to a second part of my body. So we start things to be tired and tense. I do the same. Feeling, so meaning, being fully mindful, just one small part of my own body. Being kind, expanding, letting go. Because I'm aware, I see being, feeling, change. This is where I get feedback. Let's see if I'm going in the right direction. If I find I'm getting more tight, more tense, and that's the wrong direction, I'm wanting something. I'm trying to change things. It's not making peace. So I can turn around in my mind. Where to be. Make friends with the ache. Be kind. Sometimes the ache of pain is like the crazy dog barking in the oven. And I can spend all the kindness of the dog. Calm it down. Stop it being afraid. So that dog stops making any noise, stops snarling, and curls up in the ball mistakes. My pain, make it angry, make it worse. And give it loving kindness, real loving kindness, and let his house vanish. Once, let's bring the whole body and spirit relax. We feel love to come in the whole body. The knees open. No tension anywhere. Just like it into a spa. It's like that feeling. It's pleasurable. Now just enjoy the pleasure of relaxation. Because I know that takes me deeper into physical realization, physical relaxation. My body just tingles, knees relax, no ache, no pain, no tightness, encourage peace. And that's the time I can control my body. It's prepared, ready. And also, I've been developing the mindfulness and the kindness. So now the mindfulness is reasonably strong. Kindness is there on the fingertips to make you soft. Now I'm going to focus on my inner world, the mind. The emotions, the memories, the fears, and the disappointments, and the hopes, all of that, putting together in what I call the peace answer. My hope, how peaceful am I? How calm inside, what answer? Or how tense, agitated, excited? And again, with practice, we get very sensitive to be in a state of peace or agitation. Peace is on one end of the scale, agitation is silent. It's on the other end of the scale. When I'm looking at the right thing, when I'm mindful, aware of the peace monitor, I'm very easy to notice the needle move towards more peace, and sometimes move upwards to more agitation. Because I'm watching, seeing cause and effect, I notice why my mind gets agitated, and why it gets peaceful. That's the word I learned inside. Second noble truth meditation. Watching something. Even good things. Moves that needle up towards more agitation. That's contentment. But it's then when I change my attitude. Happy to be here. Content. With this mind. This mind is the most important object in the whole world, as it is. And all I need ever to do is to care not a pure thing, but a carefulness well on the side. And then I notice the neighbouring piece on it, go down and down. Happy to be here. I get more peace. Striving, I get more tension. I see this clearly in my mind's eye. It's what happens. Because I'm looking right through the lighting. Because my meditation object is now a piece of it. Noticing how peaceful I am, or how peaceful I am not. Seeing how to create the causes to move that needle down. All peace. Letting this mother be. Not struggling with it. Not fighting it. Being kind. Compassionate. Respectful to this moment. And when we get very peaceful, we'll notice that the thoughts don't have a chance to establish themselves. We are too peaceful. To content, to disturb yourself with thought. And for many of you, we just become aware of the meeting. Or you may go to thought if you wish. If the mind is peaceful, the breath is very easy to notice. You just know you're breathing. You just know you're breathing out. That's a natural breath, not force. How it breathes in, how it breathes out, that is your breath's job, not yours. You don't tell the body what to do. You're just peacefully watching the oxygen go into your body, take the waste products away. Breathing. Still being kind to your breath and to your body. It may not be exactly how you want it to be. It may not be how you think it should be. But this breath helps you now. It's right in front of you. It is the most important meditation object in the world. Because it's happening now. And you're not trying to develop the breathing. You're not trying to change it. All you're ever doing is caring. It's beautiful caring. Like a nurse looks after a patient. Like a mother looks after her child. Just care yourself. Caring for this breath. It's like you're smiling at your breath. Like your breath smiles back. You are friends. Very close friends. You're just staying together, hanging out together, chilling out with your breath. Your awareness of your breath. Holding each other's hands as you walk through these moments together. And realize that this by itself is well, it's peaceful, it's wonderful. This is good enough. Can you keep that contentment happy to be here. With my breath. You keep my contentment, my care. The rest of the meditation will take care of itself. May it be myself. I will now be quiet until I announce the end of the meditation. Let's see. his body, his mind. How relaxed the body. And how delightful is it to meditate. It's now 3 o'clock. You should have a meditating. Just keep your eyes closed. You should get up, go into the room.